The suspect accused of killing 76 people in Norway claims he was on a mission to save Europe from a Muslim takeover with his bomb and gun attacks Friday. The ultra-nationalist accuses the ruling Labour Party of betraying Norway culture by encouraging immigration. And we're speaking with Thomas Hyland Eriksen, social anthropologist with the University of Oslo in Norway. What is your reaction to this suspect's approach to what he did?
Well, he's theoretical approach, you might say, or his ideology, is unfortunately quite well known and has circulated and been developed not through typical right-wing, as it were, organizations, but on various websites and other kinds of electronic networks for a number of years. I'd say roughly since 9/11 happened 10 years ago.
How is Islam viewed in Norway?
There are mixed feelings about Islam among the majority. Many feel that the Muslims represent an alien culture, not least because many of them are very religious, and Norway is, on the whole, a more secular society. So, in fact, what has been pointed out repeatedly, including by myself, is that it's in many ways easier to be Muslim in the United States than in Norway, in spite of 9/11, because Americans have a stronger understanding of religious faith, since many Americans themselves are Christians, Jewish, and so on. But the view held by people like Mr. Breivik that Islam is incompatible with democracy is fortunately a minority view. But there is a substantial minority which holds this view, some of them quite influential, some writing in newspapers and visible on the Norwegian public scene.
Is there an effort in the nation to increase religious tolerance?
Yes, definitely. It's an ongoing process. We have various forums for interreligious dialogue involving Christians and Muslims. Our foreign minister, who has gone quite far in the direction of, you know, trying to create cohesion, has on several occasions held speeches in mosques and so on and so forth. So there are efforts. But there are also tendencies working in other directions, where many feel that Islam is an alien religion, and some even turn this into a kind of paranoid ideology, like Mr. Breivik, and people think like him, to the effect that there is a plot among Muslims to take over Europe politically and gain dominance here.
Has the tragedy made the people of Norway more accepting of other religions, specifically Islam? I mean, the majority of people.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, it's too early to tell, but that might certainly be an outcome, so that we could afterwards say that at least something positive has come out of this. And we have already seen in the Norwegian press how Muslims, some of them veiled women, stand up for Norway, waving the Norwegian flag, and mourn just like everybody else, pleading allegiance to the nation. So maybe this tragic event will lead to a cleansing of the air, where it becomes clear that when you live here, you're committed to the country, you're a citizen, your religion doesn't really matter because you're a loyal citizen nonetheless.
Across Europe, what do you think the response is to Islam all across Europe?
You know, in many countries there are, you might say, debates and viewpoints which resemble the ones we are talking about here. So I think we can now begin to talk about the growth of a new right wing in Europe, which is not anti-Semites. They have nothing against Israel and the Jews. It's not even necessarily racist in the sense of targeting non-white people, but it has this idea of the Norwegian government and other European governments being weak and spineless and selling the country out to innumerable aliens who are invading us, not by force of firearms, but with baby prams and family reunifications, and that Muslims are on the whole committed to a political course which entails taking over Europe. So this kind of view, we see it in France, in Germany, in the Netherlands, in Denmark, and in the UK as well.
And in your country as well?
Oh, yes, we do. And it has not yet really been on the radar, because the police and official Norway, I suppose, has so far had a fairly conventional view of what the right-wing group is. You have these ideas about, you know, people with shaved heads, you know, tattoos, leather jackets, and fairly organized, you know, disenfranchised, basically low, middle-class or working-class people, whereas what we see now are not really organized groups, but, as I said, loose networks, which you know, it contains all kinds of people, from university professors to people working in the private and public sector and so on. So this is going to have to be taken very seriously in the years to come as a security threat.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Eriksen, for speaking with us today.
Thank you.